Welcome back to our podcast, Behind the Shield. This is episode 2, and today I have Alex Rodriguez.
Yes. Hey, it's nice to be meeting with you today.
Awesome. So, just to give like a mini rundown of what we're going to talk about today, just open up with Title IX, get your thoughts on that, and then just kind of dive into just you and how your time has been here and talk about like things you've been doing for the school. So I will start with, I did a little research on Title IX, not really research, it's just a definition. Mm-hmm. But Title IX prohibits sex-based discrimination in any school or other education program that receives funding from the federal government. So with that being said, you currently play softball, which yes. is super cool. Do you feel like Title IX here is like, you know, being implemented well, or like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. The rule? Yeah. I think that Title IX is being implemented pretty well over here at UNCG. As a whole, we see other sports, male and female sports coming mm-hmm. to support us at our games. And I feel like Spartan Cup points really helps that. Right. And how we don't see that as a difference in ability. Mm-hmm. I think that each team does a really good job of supporting each other, regardless of their gender. But yeah, I think as a system, though, the NCAA could do a better job mm-hmm. with this after just seeing disparities in the NCAA tournaments, whether it was mm-hmm. basketball or softball versus baseball. I think that there is still a lot more that we can be doing as a system to improve that, mm-hmm. To improve that distribution of resources. But I think that UNCG is on the right track.
Yeah, that's great to hear, honestly. Just being at a school where you feel that things are equal and not like you're feeling discriminated against is really right. like nice to hear.
Yes.
Coming from my perspective, I played soccer here.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. and I had a male coach, Michael Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you guys have a female coach.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
We have three female coaches.
And that's amazing. Shout out to Steph. We did have Stephanie Workman. so do you feel like having a staff of female coaches really kind of empowers you, like being a woman in sports and like having them be your coach, assistant coach and stuff like that? How does that like make you feel?
Absolutely. Yes. I think that it really does empower us and give us motivation and encouragement that we can reach that level that they have attained. They build up confidence in us. Mm-hmm. And I was actually thinking about this past weekend when I saw other teams that we were playing and their coaching staff was predominantly male.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought like, wow, I wonder what that kind of dynamic is like.
Right.
And you see it on the field and it's a very different kind of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that having coaches who have been where you have been
mm-hmm.
Is a very impactful thing. Because they can share their experiences with you,
mm-hmm.
And kind of share how they have overcome some of the issues with Title IX mm-hmm. and, seeing how things have improved from the days that they have played to, where we are now is right. a great thing to see.
Yeah, that is honestly really good to hear. And I feel like, you know, having like a female staff kind of relate to you and just like really be on your side, not saying like male staff are on your side, but it's just right. maybe sometimes harder to relate with a male coach rather than like a female coach, because I'm not gonna talk to my male coach about my boyfriend's problems and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So you kind of have a more of like a personable level with them,
yes,
rather than just, you know, I had pancakes for breakfast.
Yes. Moving on.
Let me see. Oh, yes. So, your time here, you're currently a junior.
I'm actually a third-year senior, so I'm graduating early. This is my last year here at UNCG.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
Are you excited?
I am excited. I will be going to counseling school next year.
Oh, yes. My goodness. That sounds exciting. Wow, and a little scary.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess for your years here, how have you seen, you know, from you first stepping on the field to now, have you seen any, I guess, improvement with, I guess, Title IX being like your first year where you like, oh my God, this is so like discriminated against. And then like now you're like, wow, we are a unit. Kind of just like.
Right. That. I think that it can be easy to see what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But through my time here, I've learned to appreciate how much we get.
Mm-hmm.
We get so much, like, physical things. You get all this gear. You right. get to play on one of the best fields in our conference. You get a support staff that is always there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Media coverage. There's so much good that's going on for females in at UNCG right now, and female sports,
mm-hmm.
that I like to focus more so on the things that they're doing well, it while also keeping in perspective the areas mm-hmm. of improvement. But as a whole, I think that UNCG does a great job of giving us the necessary and deserved opportunities mm-hmm. that
yeah period. So kind of veering off of that, I have seen and heard your mental health newsletter, and I've seen some of your mindfulness moments on Instagram, so if you want to talk about that, I would love to hear it.
Right. So I have partnered with Jen, Dr. Jen Farrell,
mm-hmm.
The sports psychologist here, as well as with some of her grad students,
mm-hmm.
to kind of bring about some mental health initiatives for our athletic department. We saw a great need for it since the beginning of last year. I've been feeling a calling to kind of help Jen implement some of these mental health initiatives into mm-hmm. our athletic department, because it's something that's not very talked about in sports right now as a whole. And so part of our aim is to decrease the stigma mm-hmm. that is around mental health in athletics. And so through doing that, we are making 4 newsletters
mm-hmm.
that will target specific issues related to mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, we will be doing a newsletter on, eating disorders, which mm-hmm. is a huge, mental health crisis
mm-hmm.
in our world today. But specifically in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just some of the work that we're doing. But also, as an athlete, you know that we have very demanding schedules.
Right.
And it can be hard to manage all of that from school to life to mm-hmm. sports.
Mm-hmm.
So the mindfulness moments are a way that I can kind of – Jen and I can kind of bring about some rest
yes.
for athletes mm-hmm. and give them practical ways – of de-stressing and recentering on the present moment and essentially being where your feet are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the promotional videos. We're making some promotional videos mm-hmm. right now with the help of Darian and some other people in our department
uh-huh.
as some athletes as well. And this will kind of attack that stigma as well. And basically our aim is to say, it's okay if you're not okay. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We want you to seek help because it's not a weakness, no matter what you hear from coaches or, teachers or just even teammates at sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's not a weakness. And you're strong when you go to seek help.
Yeah, that is, you've made so many great points. And I'm so glad that one of my fellow athletes is doing something like this, because
yes.
you know, Jen, she does her best, but having someone in the student athlete realm kind of help her and aid her get her message across is really awesome. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
And then, like, when you mentioned the, like, because Eating Disorder Awareness Week is
yes.
next week?
Yes, that is next week.
Mm-hmm. So at times, like, with school and sports, softball, because I know softball games are probably longer than soccer games. You guys have a really taxing, like, weightlift schedule and games. You have, like, double headers. Mm-hmm. And then you just traveled to
Miami, yes.
Yeah, on a bus. They went on a bus.
14 hours.
Yeah, that's insane. And, like, sometimes you might not have time to, like, feed yourself or, like, get a
right.
quick snack. Like, you're just snacking all day. You're not really getting the nutrition that you need. So just seeking help and you reassuring people that it's okay not to be okay is, like, really helpful.
Right,
to,
yeah.
like, the student-athlete community. So that's
exactly.
awesome.
And it also goes into the thought processes that you have when you are eating.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel anxiety when you're eating foods that may be considered as junk food?
Mm-hmm.
Are you constantly thinking about food?
Right.
And so those are some of the kind of warning signs,
mm-hmm.
Of eating disorders, but it's important for us to know that these are warning signs so that we can address them properly and make change in our system.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you are currently listening to this podcast and you feel anything that Alex has said, please go look at her newsletters, reach out to Jen. She's awesome. And it's okay not to be okay, you know?
Yes.
I'm not okay. I mean, I'm fine. It's okay. and then, so wrapping up, your season
yes.
begins when?
Yes. Yeah, so our opening weekend was this past weekend in Miami.
Amazing.
And we are very, very excited to start this year coming off of overall conference champions mm-hmm. from last year and conference tournament champions. So that's our goal. Our goal is to build off of what we did last year and go further from there.
That is awesome.
So very excited. We have a lot of young talent on the team
mm-hmm.
That everybody is great working together. So I'm excited for what this year has to hold.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the home opener is it this?
Yes, the home opener is this weekend
mm-hmm.
against Ryder, I believe, Friday okay. at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes.
So everyone listening, Friday at 4, women's softball has a game. Go to it, please. No, actually go. You're hearing this now from me. Go. but I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming onto this podcast and sharing your thoughts about Title IX and then what you're doing for the school and mental health. It's really awesome. So this was Alex Rodriguez, episode 2 of Behind the Shield. Do you have any signing off words?
Yes. Well, thank you for meeting with me today. And I'm really glad that we are working together for mm-hmm. Women in athletics and for mental health in athletics through this. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Tune in for our next episode 3. Thank you for listening.